How to become time rich. Before we dive into today's episode, I want you to head on over to heatherchauvin.com/live and join our next live webinar. It's June 6th and the 13th. So I have two live dates for you if you cannot make one. Also, what I wanted to say is when I am teaching live webinars, there's a lot of doing. So create the space, bring your pen and paper, and head on over to Heather Chauvin, chauvin.com/live, L-I-V-E. How to become time rich for busy women managing people, raising children, and deeply desiring more from life.
Hello and welcome back to the podcast. I'm here. I didn't run away. I wanted to say hi. We're in January now of 2022, and you may have noticed a difference. So the podcast name has changed to Emotionally Uncomfortable. The structure has changed as well, and the second episode of Emotionally Uncomfortable, you're going to see the new structure. But today I wanted to talk about my why of why I decided to change the podcast name and how, you know, I'm slowly shifting my message a little bit. Or I can say enhancing my message. And I'm just going to talk like off the cuff. You'll also notice that there is no intro for the podcast. So with the new structure, we won't have an intro for the podcast, but we will have an outro. So at the end of the podcast, that's kind of where we do, you know, the introduction. We have a Facebook group now where you can join. We're going to continue the conversation. It's a free Facebook group, and you can actually go there now. It's heatherchauvin.com/Facebook. And yeah, that's it. You just go there. You can also text the word Facebook to the phone number 313-710-5199, and then it will just send you a link to the Facebook group. But the whole point of that is I've been diving deeper into like the self-expression. I think as a woman, as a mother, as a business owner, like as a soul having a human experience, we're constantly evolving. And I've noticed this, of course, with myself throughout the years as you do personal development and as you grow. And I see this a lot in my clients. So it's always mirrored back to me. But, you know, there's that like that saying, like evolve or die, right? We're natural beings. And when we decide that we're not going to grow anymore, we're like, I'm going to pick this job and I'm going to stay here forever. And then I'll retire and then I'll get a pension and I'll live my life, or then I'll decide what I want to do. That's why we feel like death is because we're choosing not to grow. Or you grow, you try to get that promotion, and you're kind of like growing within this like planter box, like in this garden that you've outgrown, and you're like, I'm like a wildflower. I don't want to be in a vegetable garden anymore. I don't want to be in a vegetable box. Like I want to be outside of the box. But sometimes you wanted to be in the box, and that's okay. So throughout the time, especially the last year, I think in the last few years, we've all grown in our own way. Or what, you know, the areas that we need to grow has really been reflected back to us. And the funny thing is I never loved the title Mom is in Control. Like I never loved it. But 10 years ago, it was like nine-ish years ago when I was starting my business, I had a mentor when I was really, let me rephrase that. When I was started to take my business seriously, I had a mentor who was helping me with branding, and really it wasn't branding. It was really just getting me to like take action in my business. And, you know, she's like, you got to do target market research. And I was really big into conscious parenting. Like that's still my love. That's still one of the things that I love teaching and doing. But she's like, do target market research. So all these women were saying, I want to feel in control. I want to feel in control. And she's like, it's, you know, she's like, your name is Mom is in control. And so I'm like, I'm not feeling it. I don't like it. It feels very masculine. You know, there's more to just motherhood and feeling in control. But of course, when you listen to the podcast, you realize it's not about being in control. And so a lot of people find me because they search mom or motherhood and control, parenting control. And over the years, especially when I started writing my book, Dying to Be a Good Mother, that's a different topic and how that title came about. But I actually had a publisher say to me, your book title should be Mom is in Control. And I was like, fuck no, I don't want that title. Like if I'm not of integrity, like you will see it on my face. Like I can't promote something I don't believe in. And so there was always something that felt a little off, but I went with it because, it was still integrity, which is, like really focused on motherhood and being in control of your life. But here's the thing. Over the last year, specifically, since the book came out, and I have done probably 100 interviews on my book on the topic of dying to be good in the world, meaning cutting off parts of yourself to please other people, right? Motherhood, give, 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 give. Womanhood, give, 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 give. Patriarchy, like all of these things. And I realized that the next level of my evolution is identity. And how we identify our lives. Like, I am. And whatever you say after I am. So, I am a mother. I am a business owner. I am a partner. I am a sister. I am a friend. But there's parts of our identity that we also say after I am, which is, I have a hard time waking up in the morning. I have a hard time following through. I am chicken shit when it comes to taking risk. I don't take risk well. I am bad with money. I don't do that. Right? I remember one time someone said, I don't do guilt. And I was like, how do you not do guilt? Does that mean you don't feel it? Like, I don't do shame. I'm like, how do you not feel shame? Like, that's a human emotion. Are you numbing your emotions? I don't argue. I don't yell. I can say that about myself now. I don't yell. I'm not a yeller. I'm not a drinker. I don't drink. Last year, after my book got published, I was like, I don't identify as an author. I have a fucking book. How do you not identify as an author, right? So over the year, I have really been diving into and then getting angry. Like I'm very, anger is my go-to emotion. That's like my fiery side. It's not bad. Anger motivates me. I definitely like, I'm spicy, right? I'm bold. I'm spicy. Throw a few F-bombs out there. But what I noticed is I was starting to get very angry and frustrated with motherhood culture. And coming into motherhood 17 years ago, I already felt like an outsider. I've always felt like, you know, on the edge, out of the box thinker. I'm different. I question why. I'm a questioner. And I've always been this way. And most of my clients are this way. You've always felt different. You know, you want to make an impact. And I'd never felt like I fit in the motherhood culture. But then when I was really struggling, like with severe depression, with severe health issues, and I was seeking support, like from healthcare professionals, physicians, therapists, like I was reading the books, I was doing the workshops, and I was seeking alternative. I was seeking like possibility and hope. And what I realized, just like patriarchy, and I think it's so intertwined, I was trapped in this toxic culture of motherhood. incredibly toxic. And so I've decided to opt out of it. And what I mean by opting out of it is not that I'm not going to talk about parenting anymore. Parenting and motherhood are like my deepest why, and it's like loves of my life. Motherhood, like I still attract like 99% women who are raising children in my community. But I'm almost eliminating mom from my podcast, probably because I'm a rebel too, to opt out of the toxic motherhood culture. The book, Dying to Be a Good Mother, I still very much resonate with because it's my story. And I was literally dying to be a good mother, which is the symptom of toxic motherhood and expectation and femalehood and womanhood, right? It's not just about mothering. That's the other thing is I attract women who are not raising children and they don't feel like they belong. And although I will talk about motherhood forever and ever and ever and how it changes you and your identity and all of that, it's intriguing to me that people who opt out and don't believe that they belong because they don't see their name in the title or it's representation, right? So although my community is not changing, my message is not changing, a few things are tweaking. So you evolve over time. And this is simply, I tell you guys this all the time. Like, why? Like, what do you want? And they're like, I don't know. I need to see the path. I need to see the trail. I need. And I'm like, no, you don't. You just need to follow the breadcrumb and the desire. So the desire inside of me to change the podcast name kept getting bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. And also, last month. So if you see the new, podcast image, I know some people have sent me pictures and the name changed, but the podcast image has not changed. It still said Mom is in Control. When you see the new photo, you'll see it up on my Instagram for sure. It's me in a black and white photo. I did this photo shoot and it says emotionally uncomfortable on it. You can barely see the word uncomfortable. And it represents so much, but it was before the holidays. Yeah. It was like 4 days before Christmas. I drove like 12 hours with my mother to go to this photo shoot and I got sick. I didn't have COVID. I got this like raunchy cold. And I really think that was an upper limit, but this desire to have this photo shoot. So this photo shoot was with this wildly creative photographer, and I really respected that she didn't do lifestyle photos and that it was like the unknown. Talk about fear of the unknown. So I show up to this photo shoot, have no idea what we're going to be doing. And it was like a few hours of this like magical experience where I felt like I just had to surrender to somebody else's creative. And she didn't even know what was going to happen that day. And it was a really cool experience because I watched my ego on the way there and my guilt and leaving. And then we're driving through a blizzard. And of course I'm with my mother. So that's triggering. And it was just like shit show after shit show after shit show. And I still had to show up to this event, this photo shoot, and like just bring it. Right. And it was emotionally uncomfortable. And I didn't even do this photo shoot for business. I was like, I just want to grow as a person and as a creative. And I love challenging myself. And those are ultimately the people in my community who thrive and who love to be coached by me and by my coaches are the people who love to be challenged, who love to get emotionally uncomfortable, who want to grow, who understand that life does not change unless they do, who are willing to let go of their ego and willing to let go of you know, I need a step-by-step guide. You know, they're willing to ask for help. They're willing to ask the uncomfortable questions. They're willing to have those uncomfortable conversations with their family, with their friends, with their colleagues, and take risks. Like, those are the people who I find are like, fuck yes. Fuck yes. And I want to get emotionally uncomfortable because I want to grow. I don't just want to stay emotionally uncomfortable and suffer in my life. So I don't know how to get there. So show me the way. And so after I did this, it was really surrendering to somebody else to say, like, guide me to my own creative. So I did the shoot. And then after, I was just like following the breadcrumbs. And I'm like, you know what? This is it. This is it. Like, this is the cherry on top. I'm going to pick a photo from this shoot. I'm going to change the name of the podcast. And in the new year, we'll start fresh. And so emotionally uncomfortable is about that sweet spot. It means so many different things, but you're willing to get emotionally uncomfortable to grow. You're willing to get outside your comfort zone. But it has this feminine approach where you're not willing to kill yourself to achieve your desired outcome. So this year I'm talking a lot about identity, a lot about still mothering, business growth, you know, owning your value, seeing your value, communicating your value, both personally and professionally. But one thing that I have not yet revealed that is super new is the structure of the podcast. So one thing I learned when I was reading or when I was writing my book was moments. And our lives are just a collection of moments, which are a collection of stories. Like, when you look back on your life, you can pick moments in your day that shifted you. You can pick moments in your life that made you who you were today. And when we put those moments together, it creates your current reality. So you think every moment from the time you open your eyes until the time you go to bed, your day is a collection of moments, which are a collection of stories. And if I'm going to be a fucking author, I have to start identifying as a writer. And I'm learning so much about habits and identity formation and how, you know, we need to learn from the inside out, meaning we need to, you know, our habits need to be around our identity and who we want to be. So example is, you know, I want to lose 20 pounds versus I'm the type of person who goes to the gym 5 days a week, right? So when I go to the gym 5 days a week, like, I want to jump into that identity of I'm the type of person that goes to the gym 5 days a week. I'm the type of person that won't miss a workout. I'm the type of person who calls myself out on my own bullshit. I'm the type of person, like, what do you identify as? And just because you go to the gym 5 days a week doesn't mean you need to go to the gym 5 days a week and work out 60 minutes perfectly or work out 5 days a week. It could be you worked out 10 minutes, but you still did it. I'm the type of person that will take imperfect action. And so it's really about shaping our identity and asking ourselves, like, what do I identify as? And then embodying that. So we're going to be sharing stories from, I will be sharing stories from my own personal life. I will be sharing stories from my book. I will be sharing client stories when I'm interviewing them. They're going to be sharing stories. So I'm hoping you love the new format. It definitely feels more creative to me. And I think I'm hoping you enjoy it. It feels like a new, fresh, fun energy. So I will be sharing the first new structure in a few days. But until then, I just want to say thank you. Thank you for staying with me. I've been doing this podcast for gosh knows how long, like 6-7 years. And it was time for a new name, right? Evolution. We all grow. We all change. When we stay in something too long that we know we've outgrown, we feel it. We feel the anger. We feel the resentment. We feel the, like, stuckness. And it's time to grow. It's time to grow. So I look forward to seeing you inside our Facebook group. Text me, do all the fun things. Either way, Chat soon. There it is. You just listened to the Emotionally Uncomfortable podcast. If you want to take this conversation to the next level, head on over to our private Facebook group community, heatherchauvin.com/Facebook. My last name is spelled C-H-A-U-V-I-N. That's heatherchauvin.com/Facebook. Or you can text the word Facebook to 313-710-5199. That's 313-710-5199. It's a US phone number and text message rates will apply. Also, if you are a huge fan of this show, please rate and review it on iTunes. Every review helps another woman like you take back control of how she wants to feel and become emotionally uncomfortable. I truly believe the better we feel, the more alive we become, this is how we are going to change the world. And if you've been watching me for a while, if you've been on the fence and you're curious, how can Heather help me? Head on over to heatherchauvin.com/work with me to check out my mastery and mastery business coaching programs. That's heatherchauvin.com/work with me.
This summer, I'm being incredibly intentional about community. My word for the summer is community and connection. And I just want to say thank you for being a longtime podcast listener, or maybe you're a new listener, and I wanted to celebrate you. And I wanted to create more connections. So what I've decided to do is do a merch giveaway. If you are unfamiliar, I have a merch shop on my store, so you can go check it out on my website at heatherchauvin.com. You can purchase anything you want. But what I'm actually going to be doing is I'm going to do a giveaway for my hat, my How Do You Want to Feel baseball cap, one of my journals, which is the Emotionally Uncomfortable journal, and my beautiful myrrh mug, which is called Excited Shitless. Excited Shitless is when you take the leap and you're like excited about your next level, but you're also terrified. So go check out the merch on my store. But here is how you can dive into the actual giveaway. Go to Instagram and find me at Heather Chauvin, C-H-A-U-V-I-N. And right now I have about like 19 or 20,000 followers. So if you're finding someone else that doesn't have that, that's not me. And all you have to do is follow me to be entered into the giveaway, and then send me a private message that says giveaway. That's all you got to do. Go follow me on Instagram at Heather Chauvin, C-H-A-U-V-I-N. I think there's an underscore after that. Follow me and DM me giveaway. And what we're going to be doing in a few weeks is we are going to announce the winner, and then we will reach out to you in your DMs on Instagram, and we're going to ask you which item you want in the merch shop. Do you want a hat? Which color do you want? Do you want a journal? Do you want a mug? Do you want a signed copy of my book? And yeah, that's it. It's all about connection, community, and gratitude for me this summer. And I just want to say thank you for being a listener. Thank you for, you know, all the messages that I receive on Instagram and in email. I'm just here to help women thrive. And this is not an emotionally comfortable journey, as you know, hence the reason the name of the podcast. And in order to attract more time, more energy, more money in our lives, we got to take some emotionally uncomfortable action. So I'm right there with you on the front lines. And yeah, go follow me on Instagram and DM me. Giveaway.